Welcome to the Sunsplash Mix Show. I am Selecta Princess.
I am Ja Prince, and because it's International Women's Month, I have to defer to my co-host, who's my sister. Why are we talking about anything that's dealing with a woman? Because I'm an advocate, and I'm supporting.
And we give thanks for that because our very special guest is on a huge journey. Sugar, welcome to the show.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Blessings to you both. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Now, Sugar, when you drop singles, oh, they're so meaningful and such great videos to go along with it. But we're discussing your latest single, My Journey. Why My Journey?
I mean, it has been a journey and every one of us has one. And, you know, sometimes people just need a little inspiration or to feel encouraged, you know, as they go along the way, because some journeys are very tough and discouraging, and you might feel the need to, you know what, let me just give up, let me stop. But if somebody should come to you and explain to you that, listen, journeys can be tough, you understand, and it's a part of growing up, it's growing pains, you know, then you would get a better understanding and maybe you won't feel the need to give up anymore, you know? And so I never had anybody like that who would come along and say, hey, you know what? The road is going to be like that, because I grew up very sheltered. I have 5 sisters, 3 brothers, and we all grew up very, very sheltered. From church to school to home, and that we don't know nothing about no school barbecue, and we don't know what goes on in the world. So when I was thrown out there, or when I decided I wanted to take on the world because I have this love for music, it was a challenge because I started to now encounter things that I was unaware of. You know, these things, because you can imagine you live at home with your parents and your siblings and all you used to just love, and your dinner and your breakfast and your fun times, and sometimes on a fight, yes, but you know, you get your makeup and everything good after a while. But when you go out in the world, you buck up on some things where you're not used to, and oh my God, you just feel like you're then a lion den, like everybody want to bite you up and tear you apart. So, you know, I felt like I was thrown out there, and everything was unexpected, and it was a whole new world for me. And there are so many people out here like that right now, you know. Them not have a clue. So sharing with people is caring. So I just wanted to share the journey, you know?
Beautiful. We love it. We love it. And again, as an artist, everyone's going to say, no, man, she win one competition, so she bust. That's not busting. You get one pinky toe in the door.
Only just the beginning. Just the start of a story. And, you know, it's a great opportunity because, like I always said, that competition, it has definitely shaped my life. It has, and I'm grateful. But that was not the end. That was just the beginning of a new chapter for me. Yeah? And the rest of it just... it's that journey. And I'm grateful for every part. So I don't want to sound as if I'm not grateful for the journey. I am. But I just want to share with people that no matter what obstacles you face, you know, I don't want to go through something and keep it to myself, because that's being mean. I think we need to share with people, because there are people who would really appreciate the encouragement. You understand? And that's what I want to do. You know, for me, doing music is not about being an entertainer, you know? I don't see myself as an entertainer. And I woke up with that message this morning, when I woke up, that thought was on my mind. I said, you know, you're not an entertainer? You're not an entertainer. I'm not one to want the forward. The message means more to me than the forward. The message might be so heavy, it not light and it not... you understand it? And there's something where you go just brush off. It's a lasting message that is meaningful, and somebody can, next year and years to come, I'm hoping that it might still be meaningful in somebody's life. You understand? Yeah, man.
I think your video encompasses a little bit of the journey, because you shared a little bit of the competition, you shared schooling, you shared motherhood. My journey, tell me, how did you come about the treatment for the video, the idea, whose was it?
Okay, so after I recorded the song and, you know, listening to it a couple of times, I was just feeling a graduation vibe, you know, like passing stages. Yeah, and I wanted to, you know, incorporate my son as well, my last son, because people keep saying I don't talk about my older son. Yeah, I have two boys, but my first son just, he likes to be incognito, you know? So I just leave it like that. Everybody has their own little personality, and we have to just make them shine like that. DJ's a baby, so I'm gonna catch him by my side and carry him with me in the video. And it's something that I like to see. I like to see mothers with their children knowing that, okay, even though I'm a mother, I can still graduate. I can still get that degree that I didn't get as a teenager. I can go for my doctorate. I can, my master's, whatever it is. I can start a business, you know, and while grooming my child. And, you know, they learn from you because what you're doing, them watch and they emulate. And so I felt like graduating from different stages would be a perfect theme for the video. Yeah.
Love it. I love it. Her name is Sugar. She's joining us, the Sunsplash Mix Show. Some names that you mentioned, some icons that you mentioned in the song, Donovan Germain, Tanya Stevens, the queen of reggae music, Marcia Griffith. You're not afraid to tell everybody. They really helped you. They really shaped you.
Yeah, man.
You're not afraid for telling that.
Yeah, I'm afraid because of the truth. I mean, I grew up listening to these beautiful talents. Tanya Stevens took me on tour the very first time I ever left Jamaica. I never even have a passport. And so I went to do an audition to sing backgrounds for her because I heard she was going on tour. And I said, what? Let me try this, you know, because you're young and you're just, anything will come around, any opportunity, you'll be like, okay, all right, I'm going to jump at this. And so I learned all the songs and I went to the audition. It was actually a rehearsal. Myself and my friend Chrissy, we both went to the rehearsal and we were behind the mic and we sound good and we started touring with her. I never have a passport, may I tell you. I did not. I got my passport. I paid to get it back express. And before you know it, I was on a private jet to Martinique. That was my first time out of Jamaica, Martinique. And then from there, the next month, I was in Nevis. The next weekend, I was in Antigua. So we start with do the Caribbean, we do Europe. You understand? So it was an experience for me. And then also it was a VIP treatment to music because my first time being around a professional artist. And I was actually on stage seeing how it's done, you know? So I get the VIP treatment. I'm grateful. So I have to salute Tanya for that. Marcia Griffiths, my father is a sound man. My father played the music all the time. Pierre Marcia tune from before he put the sound system in an actual club. The sound system used to be in the yard. And I hear them tune from a little. So I grew up listening to those songs. And of course, I have to big up Donovan Germain because there was a point. I started with Germain. My first song was Complicated Love. Beautiful song, but of course, you know, music gun. Every song you put out get that kind of love. But it's a song that I really love. And I remember there was a point I felt like, yo, me need for the left penthouse. Me need for move on. Me need for do something else. Me need for find somebody else. And I tried that. And when I went out there, me realized, say, yo, them people here, and not everybody in a music really do music. And not everybody love music. Some people do it for the hype. Different reasons behind it. So my journey took me right back. Right back around at 6 Balata Avenue down at Penthouse Record. And no shame at all. I apologize to Jeremy and come and tell him, say, Daddy, listen to me now. You're right, go. At some point of a child's life, they're going to want to move out. They're not going to want to move out. But of course, when you go out there in the world, you start remembering everything you were taught. You start remember. And you have to face the reality of the world too. So me do have to apologize to him and show him, say, I understand exactly what you've been saying. Yeah, because I faced it.
Love it. That is Sugar. That is her journey, my journey. Beautiful song, beautiful video.
And I have to say, the fashion in the video, I totally enjoyed. I like seeing you in different looks. And I don't want to assume who may have helped with those looks.
I can tell you. So I have to big up my stylist. I work with different stylists. Because, I mean, you know, from time to time you see somebody's work and you fall in love and you just feel like, hey, you know, I'd like to work with this person. I wonder what it would be like. And then sometimes it's just an energy thing. So for this particular video, it was Flower Child or Casey and Wilson. She did a really great job and I like working with her. I also do some work with Bootleg Rockstar as well. Yeah, man. Young and talented and they're professionals. I'm telling you, they take their work very serious. They're early. When you see them on set, how they move, you'll feel proud because these young people don't play them. They're all about their money and they're all about credibility. Yeah, man, them take them things serious.
So where can people find this video? Do you have your own YouTube channel?
I definitely do. You guys feel free to subscribe to Sugar Music YouTube channel. And Sugar Music, I use that handle everywhere. Also on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, you name it. It's Sugar Music, all right? And the video is out and available. It's on YouTube right now. So you can just jump over there on Sugar Music, S-H-U-G-A, and just view, leave a comment, let me know what you feel.
All right. And it's also on streaming platforms. We need people to purchase this single.
Definitely. It's available on all digital platforms. Check it out, guys. Check it out. And guess what again? I also want to share with you guys that my album is coming this year.
Okay.
I've been saying my album is coming. Listen, I keep working. When you know see me, just know that I'm in a studio somewhere. I'm at work on something or I'm sitting somewhere preparing, you know, planning because we have to plan and we have to put the thing together properly. It not always come out the right way, but, you know, planning is very, very important. I have a complete body of work now and I can't wait to share it with you guys.